Ibn Taymiyyah was one of the most prominent and controversial scholars of medieval Islam. And judging by some of the comments in the couple of previous videos I've made about Ibn Taymiyyah, he remains an extremely controversial figure today. This is the last video I intend to make about Ibn Taymiyyah. And in this video, I want to focus on his views about Christianity as an innovated religion. And as usual, I'll be drawing on some remarks from this book, Ibn Taymiyyah by Professor John Hoover, who is one of the world's leading experts on the life and thought of Ibn Taymiyyah. And on page 134, he writes in a section entitled Christianity, an Object Lesson in Innovated Religion. It begins, however it was first established, Ibn Taymiyyah maintains that the prophetic tradition confirmed and sealed by the Prophet Muhammad is revealed, rational and definitive. In the year 1316, he received a direct challenge to this conviction in the form of the anonymous Letter from the People of Cyprus. The letter is a revision of an earlier Christian apologetic treatise. As Ibn Taymiyyah himself notes, that earlier treatise had gained wide circulation. He replies to the letter with his many times longer, correct answer to the one who altered the religion of the Messiah. Ibn Taymiyyah's stated aim in correct answer is to set forth Christianity as an object lesson to Muslims about what innovation and heresy to avoid. He frequently draws parallels with errors he perceives among the Sufis, Shia, and Kalam theologians. At the beginning of the tome, Ibn Taymiyyah outlines the theological framework needed to position Christianity as a corruption of prophetic religion. The religion of all God's prophets and messengers is Islam, even if the various revelations such as the Torah, the Gospel and the Quran differ in matters of religious practice. All other religion is polytheism and innovation. Furthermore, God singled out Muhammad as the best of the messengers and the Muslim community as the best of communities. The Muslim community provides the golden mean in matters of doctrine and practice that Jews and Christians take to extremes. The Jews and Christians have innovated the religions that they follow. They deviated from the revelations given to Moses and Christ respectively. They fail to point to the definitive revelation given to Muhammad. Ibn Taymiyyah explains further. And here John Hoover quotes from Ibn Taymiyyah. The false religion of Christians is nothing but an innovated religion, which they invented after the time of Christ and by which they changed the religion of Christ. Not only that, they strayed from the law, Sharia, of Christ to what they innovated. Then, when God sent Muhammad, they rejected him. Thus, their unbelief and error came to be of two aspects, that of changing the religion of the first messenger and of rejecting the second messenger. It is like the unbelief of the Jews who changed the legal prescriptions of the Torah before God sending Christ, and then they rejected Christ. End quote. John Hoover continues, the Christian letter argues that Muhammad was only a prophet for the pagan Arabs by emphasizing that the revelation was only in Arabic. Ibn Taymiyyah counters with Quranic texts like, we have only sent Muhammad to the entirety of humanity as a bringer of good news and as a warner, Quran 34:28, to affirm that Muhammad's message is universal. Some Quranic verses may appear to limit the scope of his mission to the Arabs, but this does not undermine its universality. Ibn Taymiyyah adds that Muhammad was not mistaken or deluded into thinking that his message was universal. God would not permit that to happen to prophets. The Christian letter continues that the Quran also praises Mary and Jesus and confirms the Christian scriptures in passages such as, "We, i.e. God, have sent down to you the book which declares true what came before it and of the Torah and the Gospel." That's Quran 3:3. And, "If you are in doubt concerning what we have sent down to you, ask those who have been reading the book before you," Quran 10:94. The Christian letter concludes that the Quran is telling Christians to remain in their religion. Ibn Taymiyyah agrees that the Quran confirms previous revelations. One must believe in all God's books, just as one must believe in all of God's prophets. However, he explains, the Quran does not confirm the innovated doctrines of the Christians. As for the Bible itself, Ibn Taymiyyah is careful, more so than some of his predecessors. Ibn Hazm, who died in 1064, is well known for insisting that Jews and Christians had corrupted the very texts of their scriptures, and he compiled lists of contradictions and historical and theological errors to prove it. Unlike Ibn Hazm, Ibn Taymiyyah says that textual corruption cannot be demonstrated or denied. While it is certain that Jews and Christians have corrupted the meaning of their texts, it cannot be known for sure whether the very texts have been altered. As a result, Ibn Taymiyyah very rarely points out textual errors in the Bible. He instead interprets the text to accord with his Islamic theological convictions, much as he seeks to fill the technical terminology of Sufism, Kalam theology and philosophy with meanings corresponding to his understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. This is readily apparent in his correct answer, in his discussion of the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. The letter, the Christian letter, argues that the Trinity, the one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is proved by reason and supported by both the Bible and the Quran. Ibn Taymiyyah discounts the letter's rational arguments, and he claims that the Trinity is a corruption of the religion of Christ, inconsistent with the monotheism of the prophets. Neither the Bible nor the Quran supports the Christian doctrine. Ibn Taymiyyah then reinterprets the Trinitarian names in the Gospel command to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's Matthew 28:19, to fit his Quranic vision. Father means God. Son refers to the purely human prophet, Christ. And Holy Spirit indicates either Gabriel, the angel of revelation, or the revelation itself. The text, according to Ibn Taymiyyah, is telling readers to believe in God, God's prophet, and the angel who brought God's revelation. The Christian letter makes two further key arguments. First, it explains that the Quran supports both the humanity and the divinity of Jesus. Ibn Taymiyyah rejects the divinity of Jesus as incongruous with both reason and revelation. He reinterprets scriptural texts that might be misconstrued to imply that God dwelt in Christ. Second, the letter claims that Islam is unnecessary because Christianity is the perfect religion. Judaism was the religion of law and justice, while Christianity was the religion of grace. Ibn Taymiyyah replies by placing Islam at the pinnacle of perfection instead of Christianity. Judaism focused on law and justice at the expense of grace. Christianity emphasized grace at the expense of justice and law. Islam perfected balanced grace with law and justice. Ibn Taymiyyah's vision of prophetic religion culminates in the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. His correct answer sidelines Christianity as an irrational and unscriptural innovation, and his project of biblical interpretation seeks to rally the Jewish and Christian texts to support Islam. End quote. Now, there's an awful lot there that one could discuss further, particularly Ibn Taymiyyah's views of the Bible and the Gospel and the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and what's really going on there. And also his understanding of Christian doctrine and passages like Matthew 28:19. But I'm not going to go there. This video is about John Hoover's presentation of a thought of Ibn Taymiyyah. So as I say, this text, the correct answer or the correct reply to the one who altered the religion of the Messiah, is available to read online. I'll link to it in the description below. It's actually quite a sophisticated bit of theology, actually, a bit of polemic against Christianity. Whether or not you like Ibn Taymiyyah is really up to you, of course, but he's a serious thinker. He's a very, very brilliant intellectual in the medieval Islamic tradition, and still has, it seems, a great influence on many Muslims in the world today. So enjoy. Until next time.